Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Ron Cantor basically sent a note from the Messiah's Mandate, and Charisma News has picked up on it, and he gave an account of a recent opportunity that Monty Cohen, who went to Jordan with a team from Israel, made up of Jewish and Arab believers, and he gives this report about what's happening in Syria, Pat Steve, and it is, I mean, you know, this is serious. They're calling it hell on earth. And he says a few hours ago, he's writing, I arrived in Israel visiting Jordan, and I'm still trying to digest what I've just seen there. The evil in the Muslim world is overwhelming, and what is happening in Syria unveils its true face. He goes on to say that there's just some horrific things that are happening. The Assad army kills everybody in their way, and the victims are mostly found among the innocent children, women who have been raped, people murdered in front of their family, and over 3 million refugees have fled Syria, 1.5 million of which have escaped to Jordan. And this is serious, because I believe the King of Jordan was saying, we can't take any more people. So we, you know, we just can't take any more. And he begins to start giving insight about what he saw. And this is from, again, a Christian perspective. He says, I saw Syrian children living on the streets, begging for money. Most of the families managed to rent an apartment in one of the poor districts. And sometimes a family of 25 people, parents, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and their children live in one apartment. The apartments are unbelievably overcrowded, and in some of those we visited, there was no furniture, only mattresses with bags of clothes next to each one. There was no tables, no chairs, or other furniture. In some cases, more than one person slept on the same mattress. Now, when you're looking at news and you're seeing this stuff happen from time to time, you don't get the full depth of what it's like to be living in a war-torn country. I mean, Israel has that perspective. We mentioned before how Israel, how they live continually in the crosshairs, and how to be able to sustain life that way. But they share a story of a young man named Mohammed, and they say that during one of our visits, we met Mohammed, a 17-year-old boy who was shot in his knee by the Syrian army while fleeing from Syria to Jordan. And he was injured, and he managed to cross over the border and was treated by the Jordanian hospitals and the medical team. Mm-hmm. And they finally let him join his family, right? And all these things had happened 2 weeks before they had arrived. So they're meeting the family, they're talking with them. And so he continues to say, we asked him how he managed, they started talking. They had this meeting, right? So they're getting ready to end the meeting because he's saying he has to go to work. And so they're saying, wait a minute. How do you manage to work with such a serious injury to your leg? And he says, for we noticed that the entire knee was covered with bandages. And he looked at us sadly and said that there was no other way. 11 people lived in the house, and only he and two of his brothers could work. He explained that the refugees didn't have a working permit, so they had to work many hours for small amounts of money. He works in a restaurant 10 hours a day for only 6 dinars, which is the equivalent of $7.50. I mean, this is what's happening around the world. This is the suffering that people are going through, which gives us perspective, because there are a lot of Syrian Christians right now that are being persecuted in the middle of this civil war. I believe it's over 100,000 plus people that have been killed in this travesty. They talk about another woman named Ida, who was a widow, and that's a lot of things that they're seeing in Syria right now. From ages 18 to 22, there is a high percentage of widows with children. And what they're saying, that in the Muslim world, a widow is a burden, And many times the family tries to make her marry an older man so that they will stop being a burden to their family. And so this woman lost her husband, and they say all she did while they were with her was cry the entire time of the emotional pain that she was going through. And it just causes us to really think and reconsider the things that we are listening to, the things that are going on around the world. Wow. And we talked about on a previous program that oftentimes we talk about being global citizens, but in reality for the church, the real conversation for us to have is to be global Christians, to understand that our brothers and sisters are beyond the borders of the respective country in which we live in, but our brothers and sisters are Christians that are all over the world. And there's even for those that are not Christians, right? We need to have a compassion for people that are suffering and people that are less fortunate than we are. In my office at home, I have this huge world map, and I have it purposely on my wall so that I can remember to pray for the nations and to get outside of American mindset and to realize there is a world out there outside of America.
Right.
And to understand that there are people every day that don't live the privileged life that we get to live every single day. And so we want to keep this in the forefront as right now in the news, the President Obama is considering sending troops for the first time into this battle. And again, what happens in that region, in that area of the world, believe me, affects what happens in Israel. Right now, Israel has 170,000 missiles aimed at her. And it's important that we're not ones that fall asleep here, but that we remain watchmen on the wall. I know, Steve, that you had an opportunity to share about, you know, your tours of duty when you served, our country, but you would have fresh perspective of what really could be happening in a war-torn village like that in communities.
Well, yeah, it's a huge perspective. Like when you see that, you begin to really take in consideration, like you're saying, the wealth and the blessings that we have. Because to go over there and you see that type of culture, literally there's houses built out of mud. It is a normal thing to see children in no shoes, like literally wearing, you know, clothes that looks like they've never been washed. And it's that type of culture. It looks like they're, you know, 200-300 years behind us, like they've just never advanced. And that's just the thing. It's just like, it's literally a war-torn community that they have grown up in that generation after generation. And it really is it's amazing to see that. That's how people live. It is a reality for others. Mm-hmm. And it's not a question. Not everybody has a car. Not everybody has an iPhone. Not everybody has, you know, fill in the blank. But the blessings of America, when you look at that, it can cause you to really get so focused and just see that little bubble. And just to see that, it really opens up. And you know, we shared on a previous program about the young guys that had that wealth and they're just like, how do I declutter? Because all of a sudden it's just like, when did I put such value on that? And to see that, you begin to really take in consideration, what do we truly value? Mm-hmm. Do we value things or do we value the sanctity of life? Do we value those things that really do value? Those really things that do matter? Because when you see that, it's all of a sudden your eyes open up and you begin to look outside of what you thought you knew, what you thought was a priority. And it's a huge perspective.
It's amazing that it happens. I mean, something really has come over us here in the West where many have become earthly rich and heaven poor. Mm. And we talked about in that segment that, you know, the treasures in heaven are something that are not being even valued. It's like trying to get everything that I can in this life. And it's like, hey, do you not recognize that this is just a vapor? This is passing by. In fact, you may not live another 20, 30 years. Your day may end tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The question is, what kind of impact did we leave while we were here? Who did we touch? And what did we do to advance the kingdom of God? Listen, this earth will pass away, but God's kingdom will remain forever.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.